This is episode 2006 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 8th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, Nick Cannon isn't letting anybody dad shame him.
Dad
he's not.
Dad shame? What's
up? Yeah. Nick just welcomed his seventh child.
What?
Maybe he's trying to keep up with Mel Gibson. I don't know.
Seven
or Richard
kids?
Pryor. Richard Pryor has all the kids. No.
No, Richard Pryor.
Eddie Murphy. He's got a lot of kids.
Eddie Murphy has 10 kids.
Yeah, Nick's trying to catch up.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Nick just welcomed his seventh child on June 23rd.
Yeah.
Per his rumored girlfriend, Alyssa Scott's birth announcement.
Uh-huh.
But here's the real deal.
What's the real deal?
Prior to Alyssa giving birth, Nick became a father to three additional children within the past year.
What?
I know, right?
How's that even possible? Well, I know how that's possible.
So he says,
yeah,
I'm having these kids on purpose. I don't have no accident, he
sure,
said.
Sure, yeah. He is. Any man that wants to have kids with different women in the same year. No. I don't buy that at all.
It almost looks like, is this like sister wives or something or what?
Nick, you know what? They got stuff for that, dude. Come on. I mean,
wonder what his girlfriend feels about that. Especially, what if one was, no, let's see, she just had, so
to
maybe
have four
that,
kids in a year, you have to have four mothers. Or you have to have a set of twins, which Nick has. Actually, Nick has two. So he had
three sets of twins?
Yeah, oh yeah. He had three mothers this year.
Did he already have twins this year?
He had twins this year.
Oh.
Yeah. And he had twins with that that woman that he was married to in the 90s.
Mariah Carey
woman. They got twins too. So it wasn't on her side. It was on Nick's side.
So he says, trust me, there's a lot of people I could have gotten pregnant that I didn't. The ones that got pregnant are the ones that were supposed to get pregnant.
Holy crap. How many more were there, Nick? Oh, my God.
That's a good question.
You want to talk about womanizing? Holy crap. What woman wants to be with a man like that? I mean, seriously.
So, I guess the girlfriend he has now.
Well, unless, I mean, yeah, there's a cachet attached. That would be the cash in his bank account. That's what the cachet is.
Uh-huh.
Because Nick's got money. He didn't have a lot of money, but he's got some money.
All right, so he has,
I guess.
Yeah, okay, so now he has,
so count them up.
A 7-month-old, a 4-year-old, a 1-month-old. No, it's 1-month-old twins.
He's got the 1-month-old twins, and then he had another kid a month ago. So what was he doing 10 months ago? He was seeing, oh my God. I can't keep score.
His twins with Mariah Carey are 10.
And he's got did you say he had a 4-year-old?
All right.
So he wasn't very busy for 6 years.
10-year-old twins.
Yeah.
A 4-year-old.
Okay.
A 7-month-old.
Okay.
And 1-month-old twins.
And then this 1-month-old child.
Holy moly.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Nick Cannon, dude, women are not going to be lining up for you, buddy. No way. Just keep that thing away from me.
My favorite thing, I could have gotten pregnant. Lots of people.
Lots of people. I could have made lots of women pregnant if I wanted to.
What does he do? Walk down the street and says, I'm not going to get you pregnant. Well, I don't know what you're going to think about this one, because you're a ScarJo fan.
I am a ScarJo fan.
Is she on your list?
No, not anymore. She's really? That Colin Jost.
Yeah. Like, oh. And she's in a motherly way.
Oh, is she really?
Multiple sources say Scarlett Johansson is expecting her first child with husband Colin Jost.
Oh, that's right. Damn it, they got married.
Yes,
he's ruined her. He's ruined her.
How could she pass up on Ryan Reynolds for Colin Jost?
She was married to Ryan Reynolds, wasn't she?
I don't remember. I think they were married.
I think they were married. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Blake Lively fits his personality.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that. Who knows? Those are the questions. You know, we know why Katy Perry and Russell Brand didn't work. Remember, they were married, right?
That was weird.
That was just really strange. Was it not strange? Anything with Russell Brand is strange. Anyway, we're talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, so.
She's preggers, huh?
In fact, according to one source, she's actually due really soon.
Wow, how did they hide this?
Is it a pandemic, maybe?
Well, yeah, of course. If she's getting ready to have a kid, I believe it's considered a pandemic.
Not only has Scarlett Johansson. Little Miss Scarlett Jo skipped every promotional event leading up to the premiere of Black Widow.
Ooh.
Her movie.
Wow, yeah. Big. Plus, I think she's executive producer.
She's also been keeping a low profile around the Hamptons.
Ooh. Nobody's seen her. This is how she's hidden this from the paparazzi and the TMZs. Yeah.
Neighbors say she's really active in the summer months, walking her dogs and such. And no one has seen her.
Nobody has seen ScarJo. Colin, what are you doing with her? Oh, that's right. You knocked her up. Okay, fine.
Additionally, you know, she was on the Tonight Show. Well, she was on the Tonight Show last month.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Via Zoom. And only from the shoulders up.
Oh, really? Well, that's telling now, isn't it?
Yeah. And she skipped the premiere in New York last week. Which was followed by a party at Mariska Hargitay's house.
Oh, Mariska Hargitay. Yeah, there's a story about that, you know. She had a premiere party for Black Widow. I don't know why she would have a premiere party.
Well, maybe she wanted to. Black Widow. And because she's Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
And
is she in the movie?
Mariska had an accident that night.
Yes, she did.
She slipped on the wet pavement and broke her ankle.
She broke her ankle and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's bad news. That's bad juju.
Especially when you're the host.
I know, right? Well, I'm sure the party went on.
Oh, I have no idea.
You know, because she's got people.
She's got people.
Mariska Hargitay has people. She's got money. She's now the longest running cop on TV, right? I think she holds that record now. Longest running cop character for one person to hold on TV.
Well, Ice-T has been with her
Same amount of time?
I don't know.
Since day one. I don't think so. Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
So ScarJo is having a baby.
She's about to have a little Black Widow.
Chew up that Paul Anka song there.
No, please don't.
Well, we wish them all the luck. You know who's not having a baby? Halle Berry's not having a baby. She could have been in Black Widow. Well, no, she couldn't have. Because ScarJo already had that role.
Yeah, that was kind of already taken.
Yeah, and I don't know what they're going to do with it now because, you know, hello, Endgame. All right, well, that's it for us. Really it for us if we keep going this way. More Who Cares coming up tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.